I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, March 6. Coming up, Finance Minister says needs to help drive formal economy, government signals plans to construct prison in central Jamaica, and greater focus being placed on the expansion of Jamaica's minerals sector. The news in detail after the break.
Here are some interesting facts under the Disabilities Act.
Fact: persons with disabilities have a right to education.
A right to proper health care.
Fact: we have a right to housing and to be able to enter premises.
A right to public transportation that we can enter on our own.
And a right to take part in political and public life.
Enough more things in the Act. Make a start and play a part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts on the Act.
Visit jcpdja.com.
Now the news. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw says the National Identification System, NIDS, will be a driving force in creating a more formal economy. He notes that it will also be necessary for the country as the practice of de-risking continues to increase. De-risking refers to global financial institutions terminating or restricting business relationships with remittance companies and smaller local banks in certain regions of the world, such as the Caribbean.
The national identification system is something that we are so late in getting it. It's called a social security number in the United States. As a child is born, that child is issued a social security number. If you go there to go to college, as I did, you are obliged to have a social security number.
Minister Shaw was speaking at the 7th Annual Caribbean Governors Meeting of the IDB recently. He says technology is the key to driving productivity, noting that the Caribbean is prone to future economic shocks if regional leaders do not keep pace with development. The government is considering plans to construct a correctional facility in central Jamaica. This in light of concerns about the weakened state of the Tower Street and St. Catherine Adult Correctional Facilities. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the process has started with an audit and reclassification of inmates.
We have completed the audit and the reclassification is ongoing. What we found was that you had persons charged for minor crimes being housed with persons charged for extremely serious crime. And the reclassification is correcting that. And we are moving out some persons from these two maximum security prisons into, say, Richmond and Tamarind Farm. Once completed, we have the electronic monitoring program, so we'll be able to early release some persons, as well as increased rehabilitation programs.
Minister Montague was speaking at a recent meeting of the Standing Finance Committee of Parliament at Gordon House. The Mining Division of the Ministry of Transport and Mining is placing greater focus on the diversification of the minerals sector. Principal Director, Minerals Policy Planning and Development Division in the Ministry, Dr. Oral Rainford, says the focus will be on expanding the minerals sector beyond bauxite.
As the economy becomes more focused on manufacturing, and as it becomes more developed, what you find is that there is greater use being made of industrial minerals. And to the extent that the economy is emerging, we have not yet started to maximize, and we certainly have not maximized the use of our mineral resources, but we are on the track to try and do that. We are increasingly trying to ensure that mineral products that we can manufacture here, we begin to do that.
Dr. Rainford was speaking in an interview with JIS News at the recent 24th Bauxite and Alumina Conference. And President of the Mount Salem Community Development Committee in St. James, Winsome Barnes, is lauding the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, and similar agencies for the social interventions introduced after the area was declared a zone of special operations. Ms. Barnes says the initiatives are already bearing fruit, noting that the focus has been on sanitation, solid waste removal, utility regularization, bushing, and improving road conditions.
We have been working with JSIF for 6 months now, and it has been good. And for one, we started with the community cleanup, and we went through the community and we did over 24 loads of garbage throughout the community. We went, we got trained. There were 20 persons who were trained as curfew monitors within the community, and this is an ongoing process. We had two community service fairs, and these were huge events.
Ms. Barnes was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. She adds that the National Water Commission, NWC, has already regularized some 115 households under the project. Mount Salem was first declared a zone of special operations on September 1, 2017. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.